بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء كرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are all well aware, today's date according to the Hijri calendar, the Islamic calendar, is the 7th of Dhul Hijjah. And in other parts of the world, like in the Haramain Sharifain and certain other parts of the world, then today's date is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah according to the Hijri calendar. Ulama explain that part of the identity of a Muslim, of a person who has Iman, is to identify and associate himself with the Islamic calendar, with the Hijri calendar, which begins with the month of Muharram and terminates with the month of Dhul Hijjah, which we find ourselves in. This is the Shari'i and the Islamic system, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Sharif. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. But the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the calculation of the months and years, Allah has devised the system of 12 months. في كتاب الله, this has been decreed and recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the day He created the skies and the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to mention منها أربعة حرم, that from these 12 months there are 4 months that are sacred in the eyes of Allah. One is the month of Rajab, which precedes the month of Sha'ban, then we have Ramadan. So the month of Rajab is sacred in the eyes of Allah. And then come 3 months that are consecutive. The month of Dhul Qa'dah, which we have just passed. Then the month of Dhul Hijjah, which we currently find ourselves in. And then the month of Muharram that will come ahead. These 3 months are sacred in the eyes of Allah. Ulama have explained the reason for them being consecutive. The month of Dhul Qa'dah comes before Hajj, and the month of Muharram comes after Hajj. This entire period of time, Dhul Qa'dah, so the Hujjaj can travel and reach Haramain Sharifain safely. In these sacred months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even before his time, in the days of Jahiliyyah, the ruling was that there is no killing to take place in these months. Whatever wars, whatever battles need to be fought must be sometime outside these months. So the wisdom behind this, the amal of Hajj takes place in the month of Dhul Hijjah. So the month preceding it, Dhul Qa'dah, will allow the Hujjaj to travel from different portions of the world. In those days, travel would take very long. So they will be able to travel from wherever they are and come to Haramain Sharifain safely. Nobody will interfere with them. Then the entire month of Dhul Hijjah, Hajj can take place. And then Muharram, for them to return home safely. Once again, Allah devised the system of making these months sacred. In today's time, perhaps the journey does not take so long. But the significance, the sanctity of these Mubarak months still remain. And that is why we have been hearing over the last few days and weeks regarding this Mawsim, the season of Hajj, and particularly these 10 days. The 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif takes a qasam upon. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the qasam of daybreak, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and by the qasam and the oath of these 10 nights and days. Ulama explain, when a person takes a qasam, takes an oath, then this denotes that the thing you are taking an oath upon is something of great value and significance. Of course, there is nothing greater and more worthy than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. But we can imagine when Allah takes a qasam, takes an oath on something, how significant and important that must be. And throughout the Quran we find, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on the sun, a very great creation of His. And each person understands and realizes the significance of the sun and the effect it has on our planet. Then Allah takes an oath on the moon. Allah takes an oath on the various heavenly bodies that He has created. All great and significant creations of Allah, Allah takes an oath on these 10 days also. Why to conscientize ourselves that this is a very valuable period of time? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith mentions, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ, there are no days in the entire Islamic calendar, 355 days from the start of Muharram till the end of Zulhijjah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, you will not find any period of time, no days that are more beloved to Allah, more valuable to Allah, where good actions are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days. Whether a person is making tilawat of Quran, a person is making zikrullah, a person is giving some sadaqah, he is doing any good action, Allah appreciates, Allah rewards him in these days more than any other time. And to top it all off, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, one of the great muhaddithin of this ummah, he mentions that when the day of Jumu'ah will come during these 10 days, there is no Jumu'ah more virtuous than it. So right now we are experiencing a very valuable and Mubarak time. And the primary reason for this, my dear brothers, ulama, I explain, is because these days hold what is perhaps one of the greatest, if not the greatest, ibadat in the life of a believer, the journey of Hajj. And we know each person, perhaps 6 or 7 weeks ago, the talk would have started. It would have been the topic of discussion at the dastarkhan, at work, amongst family and friends, that whose name has come out, who is fortunate enough to be called, this couple is going, that family is going, this person has booked this package, he's going for 6 weeks, she's going for 4 weeks. The buzz was in the air, so to say. This person is going for Hajj, that person is going for Hajj, and every person had that desire within his heart. That if only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes my name on the list also, that I also want to present myself on the plains of Arafat, to present myself in Mina, in Muzdalifa, to be present with those Hujjaj walking towards the Jamarat. But the reality, my dear brothers, as we are all well aware, it will just be a fraction of the ummah that will be called for Hajj. If a person's name did not come, perhaps he will have hope the next year or the year following that. But each year it will just be, especially in our country, it will just be a fraction of our Muslim community that will be called for Hajj. But we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the deen of Islam, Allah has not left anybody deprived. Allah has created an avenue for each and every person that perhaps you could not make it for the physical journey of Hajj. But it does not mean that in your own home, in your own hometown, continuing with your daily tasks and your work, it does not mean that you too cannot secure the reward of Hajj. And that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in various ahadith has outlined to us a number of a'mal, a number of ibadat a person will engage in, then he will secure the reward of a haji. Of course, without downplaying the original journey of Hajj, this should remain number one on the bucket list of every believer. That I want to make it, regardless of my financial condition, regardless of my physical condition, whether I foresee myself getting leave from work or not, but that is the pinnacle, I want to be there. So without downplaying the original physical journey of Hajj, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the avenues for us to secure the reward of Hajj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith mentions a very simple prescription, simple action that each and every one of us can secure 5 times a day. مَنْ خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُتَطَهِّرًا. Hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That person who will leave his home in the condition of taharat, making wudu, and he will then go to the masjid for his fard salah, and he will perform his fard salah in the masjid, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَأَجْرِ الْحَاجِّ الْمُحْرِمِ. His reward will be the reward of the haji in the state of ihram. He made wudu at home. And ulama explain what is the significance. person comes to the masjid and makes wudu, he will not get the same reward. What is the difference? One is now he used his resources, the water he had at home. But that can't be the reason for him securing such a great reward. Ulama explained, making wudu at home shows Allah that I am preparing for salah before salah. Already the mind is being conditioned that I am going to leave home, my goal and objective is to get to the masjid. That's why I have made my wudu, I am going for salah. Already it is as though he is in salah. And now he comes and he reads his first salah in the masjid, his reward will be like the haji. And here ulama explain how generous and kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Al-Kareem. Allah is that being who is prepared to give large rewards on minimal effort. That the haji who goes for hajj, we all know the effort and the sacrifice that it entails. He's got to make his application. Then he's got to spend hours in dua hoping his name comes out. And then he has to go through the next stage, booking his ticket, his package. He's got to deal with the travel agent. Then he's got to travel, journey away from home. Sometimes husband and wife are separated, children are left behind. One half of the family has been called, the other half remains here. He's got to take care of his responsibilities at home. Somebody to stand in the shop for him. Somebody to drop the children at school for him. He's got to make all these arrangements. This is not even considering the cost factor. Sometimes an entire lifetime of savings. He's got to book the ticket, book the accommodation. Then he starts his journey. Sometimes the flight is delayed. He's got to sit in the airport on that cold, hard seat. He's uncomfortable. He's deprived of sleep. Sometimes his food doesn't come through. The weather is not to his liking. Conditions are unfavorable. He has many people in his group, different temperaments. Sometimes an argument breaks out. And then the days of Hajj will begin. He's got to walk from Mina to Arafah, Arafah to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah back to Mina. Back to the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. Kilometers and kilometers in the burning heat of Makkah Mukarramah. All of this effort and sacrifice a person makes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, if you want the shortcut, like we know in our country, we have become used to shortcuts. Person wants his driver's license also, he doesn't go the normal route, there's a shortcut. He wants to get his passport also, there's a shortcut. There's always a contact here or there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, you want the shortcut, make wudu at home and come to the masjid, you will secure the same reward. Without any booking, without 1 cent having to be spent, without walking in the heat, without dealing with the travel agent and your fellow travelers, without any of those difficulties, you will secure the very same reward. Show Allah that you are ready for it. So the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, make wudu at home and come to the masjid. 5 times a day a person can secure the reward of a haji. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another riwayat mentions, hadith of Tirmidhi, that person who will come to the masjid for fajr salah, and after salatul fajr he will remain seated in his place until the sun rises, and what we would say, he waits for the time of ishraq, 10 to 15 minutes approximately after sunrise, and then he stands up and performs 2 rakats of salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, for this person, he will get the reward of 1 complete umrah and complete hajj. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, oh Nabi of Allah, are you sure a complete hajj and umrah? Nabi alayhi salam says, tammah, tammah, tammah. A complete hajj and umrah, the reward is secured. Just 2 rakats of salah. Again ulama write, what is the reason? Such a great reward. He is showing Allah that he is ready. I came to the masjid, my duty is fulfilled. Fajr salah is done. Generally this is the time where people are starting their day, preparing for work, or he's having his breakfast. But he takes out time to begin his day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nafil, 2 rakats, nafil salah. But he also will secure the reward of hajj and umrah. And then, taking it one step further, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, man sabbaha Allah. That person who will take out just a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes in the evening to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times. Man sabbaha Allah mi'atan bil ghadat wa mi'atan bil ashi. 100 times in the morning, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, whatever tasbih, whatever praise of Allah, which if we have to calculate will take a person approximately 2 to 3 minutes. Driving home from the masjid, he can complete one tasbih. Perhaps just walking around in the kitchen, making his breakfast in the morning, he can complete his tasbihat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that person who will make tasbih of Allah 100 times in the morning and evening, kana kaman hajja mi'ata marra, aw kama qal, it is as though he has performed hajj 100 times. 100 tasbihat, 1 hajj for each tasbih. Can there be a being more generous, more kind, more compassionate and loving than Allah? Allah is showing us that He wants to give us, that your name may not have been called. You have that grief in your heart, that if only I could have been there, but do not deprive yourself of the reward. The opportunity is still available. The chance is still there. Grab it while it's there. Each and every day Allah is presenting these opportunities to us, my dear brothers. The Hujjaj are already in Mina. This morning they would have left from Aziziyah, from Makkah Mukarramah. And they will spend the entire day in Mina. Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Tomorrow, Fajr. And then they will make that journey to Arafah. And finally, after Zuhar and Asr Salah, then Wukuf Arafah will start. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, du'as are accepted. The Hujjaj will raise their hands and make du'a. The heart yearns to be with them. But it does not mean that we also cannot raise our hands and make du'a here. Allah listens to the dua of each and every creation of His, wherever you may be. So although our names may not have been included on that physical list of Hujjaj, but spiritually we can also derive the benefit. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj. O Allah, forgive the haji. Wali man istaghfara lahu al hajj. O Allah, forgive that person who the haji seeks forgiveness for also. Ulama remind us, one is we request the haji, don't forget my name in your du'as. You are going to a mubarak place, mubarak time, mubarak occasion. But it should not be that we forget them in our du'as. They will make du'a for us, we will make du'a for them. But as I mentioned, the opportunity is there to secure the reward of the haji also. So one is the significance of these 10 days because of the amal of hajj. But as we mentioned, it will just be a fraction of the ummah. Secondly, why did Allah make these days so significant? Ulama explained, there is another ibadah. Ibadah amma, this is not exclusive, not restricted. But perhaps each and every one of us seated here will have to carry out this amal for Allah. And that is the ibadat, the amal of qurbani, of sacrifice. On the 10th of Zulhijjah, for us will be Monday. For the Hujjaj, Haramain Sharifain, different parts of the world will be Sunday, where we will be required to take our animals, make qurbani, make sacrifice of them. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, ma hadhihi al-adahi? That what is this qurbani and sacrifice all about? What is the thought process behind it? What is the wisdom behind it? In just a few words, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam sums it up. He says, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the way and the method of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. In other words, if you want to connect with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, you want to identify with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah has instituted this amal of qurbani. Why? So the ummah is reminded what was the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. It is not just a coincidence that the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was given to this ummah. Throughout the Quran, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is commanded by Allah, فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. That, O Nabi of Allah, you also follow and tread the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But what was the lesson behind it? His entire life, ulama say, was sacrifice and qurbani. And right now, this is the call ulama ikram are asking us, exhorting us, begging us, that the time now is for us to make qurbani and sacrifice for the deen of Allah. As one alim mentioned very beautifully, that the day of qurbani will come, make sure our sacrifice and qurbani is for deen, not qurbani and sacrifice of deen. It should not be that we are sacrificing the deen of Allah. Our sacrifice should be for the deen of Allah, to please Allah, to make Allah happy. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas Razi rahimahullah, one of the great commentators of Quran, in his Ahkamul Quran, he mentions that especially during these 10 days of the year, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, and likewise he says the other sacred moments of the year, whether it be the month of Ramadan, the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Ashura, the 15th of Sha'ban, he says it is very likely and probable that the actions that a person will carry out during these moments of the year, Allah will place a seal on his heart and the entire year will come out like this also. If he will engage in good actions, he will sacrifice for the sake of Allah, he will give up his evil habits for the sake of Allah, then Allah will give him the strength and the ability to do so the rest of the year. If he's in the masjid during this period of time, then in all probability and likelihood, he will be in the masjid for the rest of the year. But he says on the other side, that person who will not take care during these special moments, and he will continue to lead his life negligent and unaware of Allah, as though these are ordinary days, then he says the fear is that in all likelihood, the rest of the year will also come out like this. If he did not make an effort to give up his evil habits now, he will not give it up the rest of the year. Therefore, ulama are saying that the day of Qurbani will come, my dear brothers. Don't make Qurbani and sacrifice of the deen of Allah. It should not be that the laws and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are broken and violated on the day of Eid. A day of celebration, a day where Allah is the host, where it is haram for us to keep roza, Allah is feeding us. We are the guests of Allah on the day of Qurbani, the day of Eid. It should not be that we are now violating and breaking the commands of the host. Unfortunately, we find many a time, the rest of the year, perhaps things are, as we would say, kosher at home. But on the day of Eid, in the name of family get-togethers, we find the laws of Allah are violated. Intermingling takes place, whether it be at the time of Qurbani itself. But here also it should not be that in the name of one ibadat, that now something else is being broken, the hijab, the parda of our women folk, our masturat. Just as it has to be protected in Haramain Sharifain, it has to be protected on the journey of Umrah and Hajj, it has to be protected at the time of Salah, equally it has to be protected at the time of Qurbani as well. It should not be that while laying that animal down, and sacrificing so-called for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now we are violating his commands at that time. But special care has to be taken. Person is given a da'wat, an invitation, and he is called to the home of somebody. Or somebody is the host, and he has laid out a feast for you. Then even though something may not be to your liking or temperament, but no guest will want to displease the host. How can I do something that will cause his displeasure? He has invited me, he has given me a meal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the host. We cannot displease Allah. Not just on the day of Eid, but especially on the day of Eid. This is a very sensitive issue, my dear brothers. Ulama explain that our condition should not be such that we bite the hand that feeds us. A person does a good turn to you and behind his back you insult him. You backbite about him. You pass some nasty comment. You drag his name through the mud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding us. Allah is clothing us. Allah has given us everything that we have. It should not be that we also bite the hand that feeds us. Our condition should not be that these occasions of happiness, of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn it into disobedience. Whether it comes to our nikahs and weddings, Allah is blessing the family that now there is a union taking place. Husband and wife are coming together, families are coming together, and there is happiness and joy in the home. But I turn this situation around also and break the command of Allah. There is extravagance, israf, intermingling taking place. Sometimes music is being played. Allah is favoring me on one hand, on the other side I am breaking His command. Baby is born in the family, occasion of the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also, I'm breaking the command of Allah. Different types of things are taking place that may be cultural but are not part of the deen of Allah. Likewise, the day of Eid, the day of Qurbani. Allah is blessing me, Allah has favored me. Allah has given us these 10 days of Zulhijjah, we should not turn it around now and break the commands of Allah. So special care has to be taken, my dear brothers. As we mentioned, Abu Bakr Jassas Razi Rahimahullah. Keep these words in mind. What I will do during these days, Allah possibly will seal my heart upon it. Very beautifully, one alim mentioned, we'll terminate on this. How the father says to his child, that if you behave for the entire term, at the end of the term, I will buy you that bicycle that you want. Or some other item that you want, I'll get it for you on condition that you are on best behavior. The child tries, but he slips up. The room is not clean, the mother is complaining, the appa is complaining, he's not learning his sabak, he's being disobedient, he's talking back to his parents. And now just 3 or 4 days left for the term to end. And the young boy or young girl comes to the father, that, oh my father, you promised me that if I am on my best behavior, you'll get that bicycle for me. The father got shafqat in his heart. He's got compassion and love. Although he knows the child did not foot the bill, he didn't keep up to his word, but he thinks to himself, this child of mine. So he says to him, that you got 3 days left before the weekend. 3 days before the term ends, behave during these 3 days, I'll get it for you. Never mind, forget about the past. Just make sure you do your work on these 3 days, and I'll get it for you. As though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, that you are my makhluk, my creation. I understand your weakness. I understand that the rest of the year, perhaps in our words, you misbehaved. You were not an obedient makhluk and creation of mine. But now you have 3 days left of these last 10 days of Zulhijjah. In our words, behave during these 3 days and I'll get you what you want. You're asking for my rahmat and mercy, I'll give it to you. You're asking for good health, I'll give it to you. You want afiyat, I'll give it to you. As far as your financial condition is concerned, things are not coming right, business is not coming right, I'll give it to you. Just behave during this period of time. We have 1 weekend left, my dear brothers, just a few days for us to now put our shoulder to the wheel. If we have not yet done it during the first 7 days or 6 days, we still have a few days left. One hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, every fast during these 10 days, the reward will be of 1 entire year. The day of Arafah, which will be Sunday for us, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَ وَالْبَاقِيَةَ. The year coming ahead and the past year, Allah will forgive all your sins. Every night a person will make ibadat, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the reward of Laylatul Qadr. These are big bargains. A person is looking for a bargain. We wait every year for that one Friday when the bargains will come out. I'll secure such a deal, I won't have to worry about it for the rest of the year. Allah is giving us these bargains now, especially on the day of Arafah. For us to put our shoulder to the wheel, it's a Sunday, many of us will be off, shops will be closed, whatever it may be. Gather our families at home individually, tasbihat, recitation of Quran Sharif. If you are able to wake up for Sari, keep fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is prepared to give us the rewards. As ulama explained, Allah is ready to give, but we have to be ready and willing to take from Allah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.